Transportation Disadvantaged Local Coordinating Board, and we will begin the regular meeting for Palm Beach County Transportation Disadvantaged Local Coordinating Board. Everyone who can, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Stephen Grant.
Here.
Tomas Boyan is excused. Angela Choice.
Here.
Elsa DeGoyche. Marie Dorismon.
Here.
Robert Goodman.
Here.
Sharon Green. Maria Hernandez is excused. Angela Morlock. David Rafaitis. Takesha Saffold.
Present.
Laura Schultz. And Millery Sanat is excused. Tezzy Watts.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. And do I have an agenda? No, I do not. All right. So, we have a motion to adopt the agenda.
I move that the agenda is adopted as written.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All those in favor state so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Agenda is approved. Motion to approve minutes for November 14, 2018.
I move that the minutes are approved as written.
I second it.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor state so by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? Seeing none. Comments from the chair. This is our first meeting of 2019. I'd like to thank everyone that is here because what we do is very important. And I will have a presentation, I believe, regarding, is that correct? Yep. About the ADA in Boynton Beach. And so now we'll go with the Local Coordinating Board Liaison Report.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the quarter three LCB meeting for Palm Beach County. So as you guys all might remember, last time we came to you with an LRTP update saying we were taking surveys and that time period is closed. So the Palm Beach TPI is in the process of updating our long-range transportation plan, with the primary focus of the plan is to update on the opportunities for non-motorized transportation in order to increase mobility options for those that are TD, or transportation disadvantaged, in the county. For more information, you can look on our website. The link is provided. We also have the Safe Streets Summit coming up at the end of the month. It's going to be held at the downtown Miami Intercontinental Hotel on February 25th, and mobile workshops will be held on February 26th. For more information, the link is provided right there. Our BT PAC, or Bicycle Trailways Pedestrian Advisory Committee, needs a member of the disabled community to sit on it as a member. If you are interested or know someone who might be interested in doing that, please contact Nicholas Hernandez from my office. His email is provided there. Lastly, we are looking for more LCB members to present. It's a brief 5 to 10 minute presentation during a meeting. And just about how what you do at your agency or organization and how that relates to what we do here as a board. So that is it for the liaison report.
All right. Thank you so much. Moving on to new member introductions. Do we have a new member?
Yes, we do. So Angela Choice is our new member.
Well, nice to meet you, Angela. Can
you
please say a few things about yourself?
Yes, my name is Angela Choice. I'm with the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm also a military retiree. I've been working for the state of Florida for going on 13 years now. And I work at the VA Medical Center there in Riviera Beach.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now we're moving on to general public comments. Has anyone filed a comment card? Would anyone like to speak on general public comments? Seeing none, general public comments is now closed. Moving on to action items, motion to recommend approval of revisions to the Local Coordinating Board fiscal year 2019 bylaws. revised LCB bylaws include an update to Chapter 41-2 Florida Administrative Code, which adds a member to the LCB on behalf of the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. The revised bylaws are attached.
So the bylaws were attached in the agenda backup. We also do have a very brief presentation that I can start now. So, like the chair said, Chapter 41-2 of Florida Administrative Code updates the local coordinating board bylaws to basically add the local representative for agency with persons with disabilities to the LCB, which we actually already have, but it's now formally a part of the bylaws. So you can here in red is the added position. So that was the only update that needed to be made.
Right.
If there are any questions, I will answer them.
Seeing no questions, may I have a motion to approve?
Mary Doisman, motion to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor state so by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Seeing none, motion passes unanimously. Moving on to informational items, LCB member training.
So per the Commission for Transportation Disadvantaged Guidelines, we annually hold a member training, normally during the quarter three meeting. So that's this. Pretty short. So what's on the screen right now is the overall program of the transportation disadvantage. So you see just how it works and how the flow, the organizational chart is. This is also included in your backup, so you do have it in front of you for reference. The screen's kind of hard. But the Palm Beach Transportation Planning Agency is the designated official planning agency, and you see this work? You see us over there and over here, and we work alongside PalmTran, and they are the community transportation coordinator. So together we do oversee the PalmTran connection and the LCB services. So the membership on this board includes chairman, representative for the disabled, representative for the elderly, citizen advocate and user, Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, Palm Beach County Community Action, the public school district, Florida Department of Transportation, Department of Children and Family Services, Agency for Persons with Disabilities, Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, Area Agency on Aging, Workforce Development Board, Local Medical Community, and Florida Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. We are currently seeking a member for the private transportation industry. So hopefully we will have that position filled soon, but that is the only member that we are seeking at this moment, which is great news for us. So the way that attendance works, if you are unfamiliar with it, is there's an automatic rescission of membership for lack of attendance. So if you have three unexcused absences that are consecutive, you will receive a letter from us as a warning, basically saying, three is the number. If you hit three, you're no longer able to be on the board. But you will receive warning letters from us before that. But if you can't make a meeting, try to let us know 24 hours in advance so you are excused. So annually, the TDLCB, or Transportation Disadvantaged Local Coordinating Board, reviews and adopts bylaws. That typically happens around quarter one. We review and adopt grievance procedures, which again is typically done during quarter one, appoint a grievance subcommittee, and appoint a vice chair. And the vice chair we actually will be appointing in quarter four, so in the May meeting. Again, these are some of the duties of the local coordinating board. They include the TD service plan, so the TDSP, which we had approved last meeting. We discuss the safety concerns, eligibility, and other pertinent issues going on in the transportation disadvantaged community. We do the CTC evaluation most years, and we review rate models and service levels. And the way that voting works, and this is something that I do feel the need to touch on, there is, per our bylaws, this quote is directly from there, no member of the board or commission who is present at any meeting of the board or commission at which an official decision, ruling, or other official act is taken or adopted may not abstain from voting. So you can't abstain during voting. It's either yes or no. So please try to keep that in mind when we're voting on things. And our new transportation disadvantaged service plan, it outlines all TD services and service partners in Palm Beach County. It requires a minor update annually, and every 5 years there's a major update. So the last major update we did was last year, and that was for fiscal year 18 through 22. And then just a note here is 40.8% of the Palm Beach County population may qualify as TD. And then, of course, that picture in the bottom is what the TDSP looks like for anyone who's interested. So for the Community Transportation Coordinator Evaluation, that's something that the LCB conducts mostly annually. We'll cover that in a little bit. And it's an evaluation of the CTC's performance. The criteria is dictated by the Commission for Transportation Disadvantaged, being that they send us a workbook and we fill in all the information that we gather, but it's following a guided workbook, so it's not any information that we're looking for that isn't called for or necessary. It evaluates the operations and performance and surveys riders, beneficiaries, purchasers of the services, and the contractors. So it's quite a process. And then, so for fiscal year 2019 grant activities, we are currently at quarter three, so we are going to be actually the fourth meeting. So we're this one in February. So at this meeting, it's the LCB member training, the public hearing, which was at 1:30, and the third quarter LCB meeting. And then on May 29th, we have our fourth quarterly meeting, and we will also be appointing vice chair. And if there are any questions, I can answer them.
Seeing no questions, moving on to item B, CTC update.
Yeah. Okay, to start the CTC update, we're going to give a Go Glades update from our interim planning manager, Steve Anderson.
Good afternoon, Chair Grant and board members. Steve Anderson, interim planning manager. We're here to talk to you today about an exciting new addition to the family, if you will, the Go Glades Flex service, which is a flex service that operates in the Glades region. So like I said, this is a smaller bus operation that operates out in the communities of South Bay, Belglade, and Pahokee. We started this service 12/21/2018, so it's been about a month and a half. We have four routes, which I'll go through. Six buses run these routes, so you have four buses that are on the road at any given time, plus two spares. You have 20 drivers, all of which are from the local area in terms of employment. You have about 70 bus stops that are demarcated with a special Glades sticker. And we've been in service, like I said, a little longer than 29 days, as this bullet point indicates. But just in January 20th, we've pulled over 2,000 customers. This is kind of the breakdown of the ridership. The Go Glades is mainly successful connecting South Bay and Belglade. The Pahokee route is not as successful. So this ridership isn't necessarily where we want it to be or where we expect it to be, but this is a moving target. You know, this is not a fixed route operation in the way we can make changes, because this is operated by a private operator that is contracted with Palmtran. So we're able to make changes and be more efficient quicker. You know, we've done a lot of outreach, certainly with the RPM. We've also done plenty of outreach with the Go Glades. You know, that's a specific region, so you have specific tactics that will work there, may not work over on this side and vice versa. So what we really want to stress is that, you know, we're not done promoting the service, but that the folks really out there have to, you know, they're not as accustomed to change. They really have to see it and touch it. So whether it's a ribbon cutting or a naming contest or going door to door to put up door hangers or do fish fries or cookouts, that type of community engagement is really specific to the Glades to really get them comfortable with the service. So we've announced the changes on our big bus in the hopes that some folks, hey, instead of paying $2 a trip on the big fixed route buses, may want to deviate over to the dollar ride system of GoGlades. And what's really cool, and it's not really laid out here clearly, is that what makes this a flex route is that this route can go off route and come to your curb and pick you up or either drop you off to your medical appointment, even though it's not necessarily on the route, for a small price of 50 cents, which would be collected on board. So you have within, I think, 48 hours, 2 hours before your ride, you can call to have a pickup. You can do it as, I think, early as 3 days in advance, and they'll come deviate to your home. If you're familiar with that region, there aren't that many areas to deviate, so we feel like, you know, once we get that community outreach, once we get, you know, the system that we want in there, that this would be a very successful system. So here's a picture of when our CEO, Clinton Forbes, went out and actually rode the route. This was last month. And you see here that not only do we have the ability to pick up general public, but we also have the ability to pick up the disabled, take them where they need to go. These routes go to Social Security, dialysis, the medical offices, as well as Lakeside Hospital out there. So all the major points that anyone would need to go to out in the Glades are covered by this system. Again, we wanted to continue to have a dialogue with the communities, the city leaders, other stakeholders, the schools, the neighborhood groups. You know, they're 50 miles away, but sometimes it could feel like a lot farther if we're not keeping constant contact with these communities. So we've gotten a lot of requests to go out there and give these type of presentations and ultimately just hold folks' hands like we did with the RPM to really show them this is where the bus goes, this is where it turns in, these are the hours. So we'll continue to do that as an agency. We have a big presentation coming to the Board of County Commissioners probably in the summer sometime to give a progress report, not on just RPM, but on GoGlades. Okay, we gave you this money, we set the fare, we set the parameters, this is a pilot, but you need to report back on what's working and what may not be. And I'll tell you off right now that the productivity, we really want something in the 4 passenger per hour range. You know, a regular paratransit ideally would be at a 2, wouldn't you say, Lou? This really needs to be at a 4 because it really is a hybrid of fixed route and paratransit. So that's really my discussion. You know, I'm glad to take questions.
Just real quick to thank FDOT. FDOT.
Yes. No, go ahead, Lou. Thank
them. FDOT actually fully funded this for the first year for the pilot. So this is a pilot program. So really the success depends upon those out in the Glades to actually use it. But we really want to thank the partnership with FDOT who really got this going. There used to be a flexible route system out there that's been out there for a while. That one of the members, Angela Morlock, actually started a long time ago that went away, and this was one of the reasons why we did the GoGlades to fill the gap for that. So we want to thank FDOT, too. Thank you.
I think they deserve a round of applause.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a question.
What are the hours of operation?
Great question. It starts about 5:30 a.m., goes about to 8 p.m. on the weekday. I think Saturday starts around 7 in the morning, runs about 7 p.m., and then Sunday may start 8 a.m. and go to about 7 p.m. They run every hour, and they work just like a regular Palmtran bus. So there are bus stops where if you go stand out there, the bus is coming per the schedule, and the schedule is in our regular guidebook. But in addition to, you have the ability to call ahead and say, I need to deviate, I need to go over here or go over there within a 3/4 mile.
Also work with the IGO?
Unfortunately, at this time, we weren't able to get all those technical ducks in a row to have this system up on IGO. But I think what you'll see is when it loses, if it loses that pilot designation, then you'll see it probably fully baked into our technical platform that we have for the fixed route. Mm-hmm.
Is there marketing material available?
Yes. I'll be glad to share some of the marketing material with you through either Lou or Alyssa.
It's on our website right now if you want to check it out, but we can get it through everyone on the board.
We get a lot of requests for flyers, and yeah. So we have those in 3 languages promoting the service.
Any other questions?
What initiated this?
Well, as Lou mentioned, there was an old Bell Glade service that had been previously funded by FDOT. The Bell Glade Express that was a community circulator in Bell Glade. And so for years, FDOT had been funding this 100% turnkey. that funding was finally sunsetting. At the same time, the RPM, the route performance maximization, was modifying some of the big fixed route bus service out in Belgrade, particularly on State Road 715 between Pahokee and the airport. And so with that kind of all coming together, we just figured, let's not just have a shuttle in Belgrade, let's have a system of shuttles for the whole region.
So also this program, the deviated route system, is also, it's a pilot program, something we tried out in the Glades area, but if it works, it's something we can kind of also use in West Boca or in downtown West Palm Beach or something, if it works. So that's why we call it a pilot program. So we're really looking to see how it works out there, and if we need to tweak it, we could tweak it, and then possibly bring it to the other parts of Palm Beach County.
Yeah, well, definitely kudos for an underserved area, you know, taking it out there to the Glades, so it's great.
As you know, we have a career source in Belgrades, so if we can help you put the word out, because, you know, we would be gladly to help, because it definitely helps our clients out in Belgrades. So.
You guys are everywhere.
Yeah.
No more further discussion or questions. Moving on to LCB member presentations.
Well, we have some more.
Oh, yeah, CTC update?
Yeah. Still Steve.
Okay, back at you. This is a change for the Route 44. We've been working with Career Source, Palm Beach County, to maybe not undo something we did with the RPM, but to just take a look at how we can continue to meet our mission statement, which is to, provide access to opportunity for everyone safely, efficiently, and courteously. By removing some of the routes that we did with the RPM, there has been some feedback from Career Source fixed route service should be returned to this area. So again, we're doing a pilot. We're currently in pending negotiations with Career Source to return on a pilot basis the Route 44, well, not return 44, but to provide a front door service to Career Source. If you're familiar with Career Source main branch, it's on Belvedere Road. We had eliminated the route that used to serve that location, Route 42. This proposal that you see in front of you, which has been supported at county administration level as well as our Palm Trans Service Board, it would return service there on an interim basis. And so we really want to modify or monitor the ridership. We have some ridership thresholds that we're interested in meeting for this to become permanent. But like I said, we have a pending negotiation with Career Source to go back into Career Source to provide access to folks who are trying to get jobs. They're a huge, you know, partner with what we were trying to do in Palm Beach County, providing training and that sort of thing. So we want to make sure those folks have a ride. Yep. So that's what it looks like. It'd take about 5 extra minutes, no other financial impact really to our operations.
When do you see that starting to, when are you going to start piloting it, or have you started already?
Nakasha Wells, Senior Manager of Governmental Affairs for Palm Tran. Hi, Elsa. Just a small update. In our negotiations with Career Source, we initially had proposed doing a small, pilot project with Tri-Rail, where we could utilize a shuttle service that Tri-Rail has. So we could utilize that in the interim while we're negotiating this contract with Career Source. But because we are implementing our regular service changes in May, we're not going to utilize that stopgap measure with Tri-Rail, and so we're just going to continue on with finalizing the contract with Career Source, and so that should be implemented in May. Great. With our normal service change.
I think May 13th is the Monday that we plan on rolling that out, Elsa.
Thank you.
So again, this was just through our RPM process. We decided to cut a route, and even through Elsa's advocacy on this board and the conversations that we continue to have, we work together to try and fix it or make it better for them. So it's actually good. So that's a good thing that came out of this board as well. So thank you. All right. Good. So the next quick presentation.
Can I ask you a quick question? What type of ridership are you hoping for? Not expecting, but hoping for.
We've drafted some language that we can review.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so the next thing up is the Transportation Disadvantage Day. For those that you do not know about it, so that's one of the groups that have gone in the past up at Tallahassee for TD Day. So let me give you a little bit of background of it. Each year during session, the Capitol sponsors a transportation, actually it's called the Transportation Day. This year it's hosted by the Commission for Transportation Disadvantage and the Florida Public Transportation Association. This is actually the 18th year that the Palm Beach Advocates have attended this event. We're actually the largest group from any county in Florida that goes up for this event. In fact, there were years when they weren't even going to do it if we didn't go up, so it's a pretty cool thing. It's a group of nonpartisan volunteers who meet with legislators on behalf of Palm Beach County and Florida residents to advocate for more transportation funding. So what is TD Day? TD Day affords the opportunity for the legislators to actually hear from the users of the TD program. So those that use the system can actually go and meet with them and talk to them about their experiences. The objective is of this project is to encourage the legislators to maintain the current level of public transportation funding and motivate them to increase the future funding for public transportation. It's actually really to put a face to the transportation disadvantage, and it really does make an impact. So, you know, Nakasha can go up there and talk all she wants about what we need and want, but when we have some of our riders in front of them telling them the actual story, it's actually pretty cool. I was up there one year, and I think it was the Speaker of the House came down to talk to everyone at lunchtime, and he stopped his speech to say, wow, I wish everyone from both of those buildings would come downstairs and see how difficult it is for you guys just to go get a hot dog. I can't imagine navigating and trying to get around in real life. This is amazing. I'm so happy I can see what really, you know, this funding goes towards. So it was pretty cool. So here's just a couple of pictures of some of our advocates up there meeting with some of the legislators. Tomas was here, he would see his picture, but he's not here. So there's one of our local ones, right? Bobby Powell down there. And then there's the governor on the bottom there, so we even got to say hello to him. And again, they have a good time with it, but it's a really great great thing we do. And actually, just history-wise, this started way back. We actually get $5,000 from the Office of Equal Opportunity of Palm Beach County for the trip. The rest of the cost of the trip is actually raised by the advocates. They actually go out and do hot dogs and funding and things like that for the program. So they go up. They will go up on the 19th and come back on the 21st. So it's two nights they stay with the bus. So the $5,000 pays for as much as it can. And this actually was the money was earmarked to the Office of Equal Opportunity actually way back by the commission, I would say maybe 13, 14 years ago, because one of the commissioners, the chairman at that time, said, you know, I'm tired of paying $50,000 to $70,000 for some lobbyists to go up there. Why don't we just make sure this happens every year? So let's put some money away for this trip to happen. So it was actually pretty cool that happened. So that's kind of it. If anyone has any questions, the actually TD Day form is in the back there, or if you need it, I can send it to you electronically. But let your people know it's free. It's actually not free. $20 non-refundable deposit. And the reason why we do that is in the past we've had so many people that want to go, and then they just don't show up, and then other people could have gone, right. They don't. So for two nights stay and a bus ride up, all paid for, I think $20 is pretty good and not bad. So.
What type of transportation do you have?
Well, for those that can get there on their own, they get to 50 South Military Trails where the bus leaves. Okay, we have a tour bus from Academy Bus, which actually has a lift as well for two spots for anyone that has a wheelchair as well. So we take the big bus up, and that's it. Yep, back.
What was those dates?
We're going to go up the 19th. Back the 21st. So they go up at around 8 o'clock in the morning on the 19th. They'll get up to Tallahassee. They can have dinner and relax. Then that next morning they go to the Capitol to go for TD Day and then go back to the hotel so they can relax. Back in the day, they used to do it in one day. They used to drive up and drive back and stay over one night. It was just too much. It was too much for our community. So,
and just for informational purposes, March 5th is actually when session opens. And March 5th and 6th are actually Palm Beach County days. And we will be doing some preliminary advocacy before the TD Day on the 20th. We've asked, and Representative Matt Wilhite has actually sponsored an appropriation request for PalmTran for an additional $2 million for our TD program. So we are going to make certain that our advocates are, you know, letting all of the legislators know that they get a chance to visit, that we've asked for this additional appropriation request, and hopefully it'll get some legs, you know, based on their additional advocacy, because they are way more persuasive than lobbyists.
Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, moving on to my member presentation. As you may know, I'm the mayor for the city of Boynton Beach, and I asked our ADA coordinator, Debbie Majors, to talk a little bit about what we're doing for inclusion. For our new town square, which is a $250 million plus project, including a city hall, library complex building, hotel, residential, parking garage, restoration of our historic high school. We are currently working on updating the pedestrian walkways throughout the city and working with the town square designers with the Lighthouse of the Blind and Deaf Services of Gulfstream Goodwill Industries for input on wayfinding in the new town square development. In addition, we have improving communications with our deaf residents and visitors on roadways. Boynton Beach Police Department provided 67 drivers who are deaf a pullover PAL, which is a small waterproof folder kept in the vehicle that contains a notice to the officer that the driver is deaf and can hold insurance information and other helpful documents, which helps improve communication on our roadways. In addition, each patrol car has a communication card that contains images that can be pointed to if there is a language barrier during traffic stop. The police department also has an iPad for video remote interpreting that the officer can use to call an American Sign Language interpreter on scene until a live in-person interpreter can be obtained. This is helpful when obtaining information at accident scenes and more immediate situations. In addition, the sales tax dollars at work, the city is under contract with an engineering firm to evaluate existing curb ramps at city road intersections, and that the phasing of the work of the project will allow the city to make modification to the ramps needing improvements as efficiently as possible. Working on designing for ADA guardrails to be installed around existing ditch bottom inlets with concrete aprons that have drops of elevation larger than 5 inches. So that's some of the examples of what's going on in the city of Boynton Beach. We also have our own senior center, which is free to any resident, and I believe $40 a year to any non-resident, which provides them a free meal Monday through Friday. And, I believe we use Mae Volin. So the city is putting the charge for anybody who is unable to drive or get there on their own. And that's kind of a little bit of what we are doing with the disadvantaged traveler local coordinator, transportation disadvantage. And very proud to see that we are moving in the right directions. In addition, we are the only city in the county that has been certified by FAU as an autism-friendly school, friendly city. Mm-hmm. So that is something that we are proud of, and we look for, and we just had our barrier-free 5K. We have a park off of Congress called Barrier-Free because it is to remove all barriers for children who have certain special needs. And it's an FPL was able to put solar canopies there so that during the summer the cars aren't getting too hot. And I think that's it, unless someone has any questions.
You had your event on Friday.
The Friday event was special deals and magic wheels. We provided a special wheelchair to little Nathan, who is, I believe, deaf and blind. And so the company that built it, you know, had different textures all along the interior so that he could feel and understand what is going on. I believe this is our fourth year that we are doing this.
I just have a comment. You all have one of the best ADA coordinators in Palm Beach County, Ms. Debbie.
Yep.
I've had an opportunity to build a rapport with her. I had an opportunity to visit in December where I provided some disability sensitivity training on inclusion with her, and she shares a lot of the information that I email over to her. So I just want to say that I always bring you all up to other people in regards to other municipalities having an ADA coordinator. So I just wanted to say kudos to you all.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to partner agency updates.
As many of you may know, both Corinne and Jason resigned from the mobility manager's position. Therefore, the position is open for both County, Broward, and Palm Beach. FDOT and ANSWOC are working diligently to fill those positions. We actually approved a temporary agency to work on the mobility for Broward last week because we had so many projects going on. We didn't want them to just stay there. So we have a consultant working on it currently, but we are advertising the positions for both County, Broward, and Palm Beach. Thank you.
All right. Is there any other partner agency updates? Seeing none, we'll move on to member comments. Seeing none, may I have a motion to adjourn? Oh, you guys want to stay here a little bit longer?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
All right, thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. Meeting is adjourned.